Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, the show that brings you the latest updates from our region's vibrant aerospace sector. I'm Emma, and with me, as always, is Daniel.
Hi, Emma. The Northwest has been buzzing with some exciting developments, and I'm glad to say we have some really interesting news to share with our listeners today.
Yes, and to kick things off, let me tell you about a major project that has just been announced.
Go on then, I'm listening.
It involves Hyde Aero Products, a company based in the Northwest, as part of a £22.50 collaboration with 16 partners. These partners include industry leaders, small businesses, academics, and research organizations.
I see, so what exactly are they working on?
The project is called the iBrake Project, or the Landing Gear Industrial Breakthrough. And what they are aiming to do is develop and manufacture major landing gear structural components.
So what's the big deal with landing gear components?
Well, currently these parts are produced using large forgings, which can be quite resource intensive. The iBrake project is looking to use innovative techniques such as powder hot isostatic pressing, additive manufacture and composites.
Oh, I see. So they're trying to replace the traditional methods with more advanced ones.
Exactly. And the goal is to reduce the aircraft time to market and cut down on the Industrial Co. 2 footprint by 30%.
Wow, that is so cool. A 30% reduction in Co. 2 emissions is a huge step forward for the industry.
It really is, and it's not just about the environment. These new techniques could also significantly cut down the time it takes for aircraft to reach the market.
So how does this project fit into the broader Northwest aerospace landscape?
Well, Hyde Aero Products is a great example of the kind of companies we support in the Northwest. They are working alongside other industry leaders and innovators, which really shows the collaborative spirit of our region.
Yeah, it's impressive to see such a diverse group of partners coming together for a common goal.
Definitely, and it's not just about big companies. SMEs are also playing a key role in driving this innovation forward.
Right, and with the Northwest being home to some of the biggest names in aerospace, like Bay Systems, Rolls-Royce and Airbus, it's no wonder we're leading the way in these kinds of initiatives.
Absolutely, and this kind of collaboration is exactly what the Northwest Aerospace Alliance is all about. Connecting, supporting and empowering our members to make a real difference.
So what does this mean for the future of the industry?
Well, if the iBrake project is successful, it could set a new standard for landing gear manufacturing. This could lead to more sustainable practices across the industry and faster aircraft development cycles.
That does sound promising, and with a 30% reduction in CO2 emissions, it's a win for both the environment and efficiency.
Exactly, and it shows that the Northwest is at the forefront of driving innovation in aerospace.
Well, it's been another great episode of Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Emma. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to bringing you more updates on the latest developments in our region's aerospace sector.